Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Welcome back to another episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show. This is episode 337. And for today's topic, for today's kind of sales focus breakdown, I wanted to talk about something I recently saw on LinkedIn that somebody posted. And it was essentially a situation where they're getting people, they're selling business to business. And part of that is a demo, right? Software demo with a screen share, that whole thing, which can be applied to any other sales where there's some explanation, there's a test drive, there's a demonstration in person or online. And they're seeing, and this comes up, where the prospects are telling them that they don't want to go through the question process. They want to just jump straight into the demo. And so it would sound something like, hey, I don't want to answer your questions. I don't want to go through that process. I know that you want to ask me a whole bunch of things, and I just want to go right into the demo, and I want to see if this is going to be a good fit. Now, that happens a bunch. It could happen for many different reasons. In my experience, though, is there is one main reason why that happens, and it is fear and trust. Now, what do I mean by that? And I talk about this a lot, but I think it's so important because at the base level of the objections, of the challenges, of the things for why a sale doesn't close, it's fear and it's trust. Now, obviously, there's a whole layer of things you've got to do in and around that, but fundamentally, it's about fear and it's about trust. In this situation here where we've got a prospect who's, let's say, maybe qualified, maybe not qualified, that's the challenge, you don't know, is they're telling you, I don't want to go through your process, I just want to see the demo. To me, that means that they're afraid of what you're going to do to them. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, at some point in their life, either as a prospective buyer, customer in the business role that they have at their company or at some kind of company, or as a consumer individually out in the world, they had some experiences that were negative with salespeople that asked them questions, did their discovery or probing, either on a positive or negative end of the spectrum, could have been a light amount of questions, it could have been long and intense, very deep probing. And as a result of those questions, this prospective buyer had a experience where the salesperson used that information either against them or pushed them or tried to manipulate them or tried to convince them, tried to control them, basically trying to use that information against them in such a way where they felt like they didn't enjoy the sales process, they didn't like the experience they had, and they came away from it feeling icky, if you will. And, you know, it's one of those things where, let's say if you've ever dealt with a legal matter, or if you've watched a legal courtroom type of scene, or even those police interrogations, the person asking the questions, the lawyer or the police officer or the detective, they're asking questions because they're trying to get to the truth. And then once they hear something that they need or want, or that exposes where they're going with this, right? Either that the person is guilty, or the person did this thing, or the person has the information they need. Once they get some of that, then they're going to keep hammering on it. They're going to keep using it against that person until they get all of the truth, or they get their outcome that they're looking for. And we've all seen that take place, right? Where something is going along totally fine, and then boom, something happens. One of the greatest scenes that I like from a legal standpoint, there's two movies. One is A Few Good Men, which is the classic scene, you can't handle the truth, like that whole thing where it just snaps. The other one, which I saw again recently, was Legally Blonde. Super funny movie, super silly movie. But the court scene at the end where she gets the person, you know, the daughter to admit what happened, there was a little shred of info that she got, right? The attorney character got. And then that was all she needed to open that door and then just hammer on it and then expose the whole case. And so that's what your prospects are worried about. Now, you may have the best intentions in mind, but unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the sales world who don't. and they're looking for ways to control somebody, manipulate somebody, trick somebody, force somebody, talk somebody into it. And they are looking for that information. And unfortunately, because that exists, prospects go into a lot of conversations with their guard up, with their wall up because of that fear. They don't want to get taken advantage of. They don't want to get trapped in a buying situation that then becomes confrontational, where they have to say, no, I really am not interested. And now they're being badgered by this person. They're being harassed. They're being contacted a lot. They're being followed up with, you know, they're getting the full court press and they don't enjoy it. And most people have had that experience where they have learned, and we have all learned, I know I am this way, is that it's easier to just not say anything and not answer any questions. This is the same reason I believe that most people, when they walk into a retail store, they say, I'm just looking. When that person says, hey, is there anything I can help you with today? Is there anything you're looking for? No, I'm just looking. No, I don't need any help. That wall is up. Because if I tell you, hey, I'm looking for this, then you're going to start selling me things. And I don't know if I want to. Maybe I'm not ready. I don't know if I have enough money. Or I know you're just going to try to sell me a bunch of crap I don't need, or upsell me to something that's going to make you a bigger commission. It's easier for me to keep my guard up and say, I'm not interested. I'm just looking. I don't need any help. So back to our demo example, when somebody says, we don't need to go through your questions. I don't want to answer your questions. Just show me what you're offering. Show me what you're selling. And in a business to consumer framework, this could be someone saying, hey, just tell me what you're offering. Tell me what the price is. Tell me how this works. I don't need to answer any questions. I don't want to go through the process. Just tell me what this is going to involve. Tell me what it means. Tell me what it's going to cost me. And that's literally people telling you non-verbally and verbally that they don't want to deal with your process because they're worried about what's going to happen. They see it as a commodity, or they want to stay in control of the decision making. And if they give you any information, you're going to do what they're worried about, which is what's happened to them in the past. So what do you do? This is why it happens. But now what do you do if you are faced with that? My number one suggestion is to always call it like it is and be as upfront as possible. For example, if I were to have somebody say that to me about a demo on, let's say, a B2B marketing SaaS type platform, and they said, hey, I don't want to go through your questions. I just want to go straight into the demo. My response generally would be, I totally appreciate. I totally get that. Here's what I know from doing it for so long. There's two things I know. The first one is that when somebody tells me that, usually they're concerned about sharing information and they just want to see it and make the decision on their own. And they're worried, or maybe they've had bad experiences in the past where somebody asks lots of questions and then uses the information against them and tries to convince them to buy. So I don't know if that's happened to you, but I see that a lot where people are worried. The other part that I know, and this is what's even more important, is I can show you the demo. There's lots of things I can show you. It has lots of features. I have a countless number of slides, which I can go through, but I don't get paid by the demo, so I don't necessarily need to go through it. Like, that doesn't help me. But what I'd rather do is be able to give you the information that would help you specifically in your situation. And so instead of 60 slides, I could probably show you 20 slides that are the most applicable that would probably help you in your decision-making process. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to ask you a few questions, get to know your situation a little better, and then figure out where's the best place to go with the rest of our time, and figure out what information that you need, what I can supply you with. And if it turns out you want the whole demo is the best way to go, we can do that instead. And so that's generally what I would say, and let them know, like, here's why I'm asking the questions, and then here's what I'm going to do with that information. Most of the time, in my experience, when myself or someone I'm working with says that, it works really well. Someone says, okay, sounds good. What do you need to know? And then you can get into the questions and answering them. If somebody is still resistant, what I'll tell you is, if you want to, you can go forward with that demo. You can do that blind demo where you have no information about them. Pretty much guarantee they're not going to buy. It's not going to be a good fit, and it's going to be a waste of time. Now, you might have those. Sometimes it might work out. Sometimes you go through the demo, you give them what they want, you meet their demands, and then they open up and they realize you're different, and then you can have a conversation. Most of the time, that's not the case. In our retail example or something else like that, where someone says, hey, I want to know your price. I want to know this. I want to know that. Then the challenge with that, and I talk about this in my book, is that prescription before diagnosis is malpractice. If you just start throwing out fees and prices, terms, information, anything like that without it being specific to them, you could be wrong. It might not be a good fit. The price might be wrong because depending on what you're selling, it could be different for different needs, different packages, different programs, interest rates, stuff like that. It could also not be a good fit where you tell somebody one thing, it turns out that's not what they want and they want something else. And then all of a sudden the price is different. Now it feels like a bait and switch. And then you're in an even bigger hole than you would have been in the beginning. So that one's important to focus on. And then in a retail situation where someone walks in and they say, hey, I'm just looking, I don't need any help. You know, there's some various things you can do to try to warm that up. Call it like it is. Again, hey, I totally get that. I'm sure you're going into a lot of stores and you don't want someone to try to sell you something. So I'm here. I can help you. If there's anything you need, just let me know. Or some variation of that, or something to break the ice and let them know that you're different. And that by them giving you a little bit of information, it will help you guide them in the store or where they should go or where could be a good direction, and that you support them on making a decision and you are there to help them, and that you are different than everybody else that they're worried about. Remember that again. They are worried. Their guard is up. They're afraid at some level, and that's what you need to help them overcome. So hopefully that helps when you're faced with these situations. And that's it for this episode. I'll catch you on the next conversation about authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode, and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.